Blog Talk Radio.
Lucas. He was
very instrumental in Russell's news. He was a man of substance, a man of giving. He gave to millions of people through one direction or other. But he fed people with his grocery store, his produce store. He produced vegetables and chickens and eggs and fruits and things of that substance. People came to him. But more than that, if you needed something, he was there for you. You could call him at any hour, and he was there if he was your friend. The epitome of who he was showed at his funeral. You don't have Dr. Kathy Hughes, Dick Gregory, speak at your funeral if you were just a person that was not of substance. They took time out of their busy life that they'll never, ever see again. Not only did they come to the funeral and speak, they stayed till it was over. Not only the service, but the gathering of life afterward. Hours they stayed. I left, they were still there. I had not stayed the whole time I left, but they were still there. That's commitment to a friend. That's someone who is important to you. How did he get that type of acclimate? How did he get that type of recognition as a businessman? He gave to others. Ask not what you can do for your business. Ask what your business can do for others. What can your business do for others? What can you do for others? It's all about giving life. You're not going to be everything to everybody. You just can be what you can be to your customers. Your customers are your bloodline to your business. Try to make an impact. Give people what they need. I used to have a boutique, and I used to sell clothes. A individual would come in, a lady was born to buy an outfit, and she would buy the outfit. She may spend $400 or $500 on a dress, earrings, matching purse, and then she would say, I don't have any shoes to match. And she would look at a pair of shoes in my boutique, and the shoe would be $150, $200 for a pair of shoes. And she would say, I like these shoes, but I'm tapped out. I would say, take the shoes with you and wear it with the outfit. Wear the shoes that night and bring them back. What does it mean to help a customer? Wear the shoe. They would say, really? Wear the shoe and bring it back. That way, I gave you something that I could give you for a night. Sometimes you can just help somebody for a night or a day or an hour or a minute. You may talk to someone for a half a minute, and it may be an impact on their life. You have to realize that this is not a joke. Life is not a joke. It's not promised to you. You don't know the time or the hour. Most people who wake up in the morning never think about dying. I think about dying every day because I know that I'm blessed to be here. Every day I know death could come. It's not that it's coming. You know not the hour or the day. When you wake up, you have to drop on your knees. Even if it's in your mind, get on your knees every day. I was taught to get on my knees from a child. Every day I get on my knees in my mind. I can wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning. The first thing I do is drop on my knees in my mind. And I give God the glory that I didn't wake up in a nightmare. I didn't wake up in a frenzy. I didn't wake up what they call a nervous breakdown. I didn't wake up where I was howling, screaming, and shouting and banging my head against the wall because I was blessed and I dropped on my knees in my mind. Drop on your knees in your mind and thank God that you're here. And then once you realize that you're here, get up off your knees in your mind and you realize that there's a reason why I'm here and touch somebody's life every day. Not a day goes by that I don't get up off my knees in my mind and touch somebody's life. I'm going to give you some information how to touch someone's life in your business. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Thank you.
three things you can do right now to make your business better. First thing you can do, without even giving you the three things, is believe in yourself. Pray. Pray. Prayer saves everything. Prayer will always help. And thank God that you're here to have a business. Get on your knees in your mind and then get up off your knees and figure out what you can do for your business. I'm going to give you three things that you can do right now to make your business better. The main point that I realized that a business is a reflection of yourself. If you're disorganized in your business, then likely, you know, you're going to be disorganized in yourself. If you're creative, then probably you want to be creative in your business. Never take away things that who you are. Be who you are. Ask not what your business can do for you. Ask what you can do for your business. What sort of person are you? What sort of person are you? What sort of person do you need to be? If you're going to run an exceptional business, then make the difference in your life and the lives of others. If your business is going to make a difference in your life and the lives of others, what sort of steps might you take to make your business better? What type of steps can you take to make your business better? The number one thing you do is be a better leader. When people start a business, it's safe to say that they give little attention to whether or not they will be a good leader. Do they have good ideas? Can they get the money they need where they will get the customers that will bring the thing that they need? Are they truly an entrepreneur? Down the road, people close their businesses because they're closed before they open. If you have your closed mind or you don't have a creative mind, then you're going to not be able to have a good business. It means that you're wooing customers, and customers seem to like you, but they don't support you. Everybody that has been involved with Russell's News, Be There Magazine, Washington Business Guy, City Guy, whatever I created in my mind and implemented to the public, only people who liked me, who cared about me, who understood me, supported it. John Flukas. Let's say that name again. John Flukas was one of the people who saw the need, who understood what Russell's News was about. Russell's News was a little piece of paper, misspelled words. I had nobody to help me to even do the printing or the editing, or there was nothing what I call professional about it. What was about it was the fact that I got up off my knees in my mind and wanted to help people. And through that, John Flukas came. He came there. He was there for me. You have to start something and people will help. No matter what you're lacking in, somebody will step to the plate that can fill the void for you. Number two, get creative. When you have done anything for a while, whether it's running a business or working for an individual, it's easy to get stuck in a rut. This is simply a human nature. The problem is that people just do the same thing over and over again. Get creative. Have a creative mind. You have a mind that is unlimited. You'll never, as long as you live, use everything that your mind can create. You will go to your grave with some of the creative ideas in your mind. Get as many of them out as possible as you alive. That is what I've done for the last 65 years. I have had ideas on top of ideas, and I've tried to implement as many of them as I can. And that's what I try to do every day. As I'm speaking, ideas are going in my mind right now. I can't get them all out. I don't even know what I'm going to say. I don't even know what's going to come out of my mouth. It's in my mind, and then it comes out through the Spirit of God, through the essence of who I am. It just comes out of my mouth. I don't know. I have no idea what it is, but I do know what I do know, and what I know, and I know I know, and I do know I know I know, is that when it comes out, it will touch somebody. somebody's life. And that's what's important. Why are you here? Why are you breathing? Did you drop on your knees in your mind? Did you get up off your knees? And did you say anything today that impacts somebody's life? You listen to Be There Magazine in the morning. I'll be right back with something out of my mouth to impact your mind. We'll be right back.
Concerned businesses. We want to be able to
purchase things for people, do things for people. Moon Man will be there. Moon Man's got a Mother's Day show with the Temptations, Junior Walker and the All-Stars, Hal Melvin, the Blue Notes, the Delphonics, all the old groups going to be there. It's going to be Mother's Day at the Lincoln Theater. And I was talking to Moon Man, and I was saying, our goal, Moon Man, is not for you to sell tickets on Ticketron. Our goal is for us to buy tickets outright and give them to our, what we call, members of the coalition. If you support the coalition can support you. I was looking at Oprah's Next Chapter. She was talking to the lady who's in charge of Facebook. The lady who's in charge of Facebook is a millionaire. She works for Mark Zuckerberg. He's a millionaire, billionaire. Oprah's a billionaire. Billionaires talking to billionaires. And she's sitting there, she says to this lady who's wrote a book. Now, this lady wrote a book like she needs the money to buy the book. She just wrote a book to try to give some information to people. Oprah sits there and says to her, I want to buy 330 copies of your book. And she says, oh, thank you so much. You want to be in a position where you buy the items. We want to help each other's businesses where we buy each other's products. If you're selling dresses, you're going to see Dorcas. She is a boutique owner, Sea Treasures Boutique. We want to be able to go to Dorcas as a member of the coalition and say, give me 50 dresses. And when you come to the next First Thursday, we're going to give 50. I want to bring 50 women up and say, hey, pick out a dress. It's already prepaid. Get you a dress for your next event, or get you a dress to come to the next event of the Be There magazine. Might want to wear it. Don't have to wear what to wear. We got 50 dresses right here. When you come to the event, you pick out 50 dresses. You can see what you want to get. If there's someone who is selling pocketbooks, we should be able to buy 100 pocketbooks. When you come, there should be 100 people that can get a pocketbook. It's all prepaid. All you have to do is join the Coalition of Concerned Businesses. And how you do that, I'm going to tell you how to do that and be coming right back. How you can get involved with the Coalition of Concerned Businesses and how you can help somebody else. How you can get up off your knees in your mind and be about God's work. We'll be right back. Holding a sign, and they're talking about, I got four kids, I need some help. Do you walk by? We have a program called Don't Walk By. If you don't want to contribute or you don't want to be involved, this number I'm about to give you is open 24 hours. Be There Magazine never sleeps. It's 202-445-1131. I am a former police officer who had all my cruisers. My job was to protect and serve. I did that as a young man. I was in my 30s to ride around in a car that tells people who you are. Immediately, you don't have to tell somebody or say it's written on the side of your car to protect and serve. That's what I did. I was a Prince George's County police officer. I wore the badge, the gun, the uniform, protect and serve. I was in the United States military. I took an oath to protect and serve. I was baptized at the age of 7 years old, and it was to protect and serve. And out of God. Everything in my life was a giving outright nature. What is in your life? Where are you in your life? The Coalition of Concerned Businesses is not only to protect, to serve, to give, to change, to impact. It is to make a difference. And how do you do that? How do you do that? Here's how you do it. And it's this easy, easy, easy way. If you have a business, you have to advertise. You have to make sure you know who you are. We have that vehicle. However, if you use that vehicle, I'm going to give you a membership to the Concerned Businesses. I'm going to give you that membership. The Coalition of Concerned Businesses. You become a member of the Coalition of Me. That means now you're in a position to be concerned. Your dollar is really for your advertising, but then it's going to be flipped into a concern. You can go to the website, click on Support Us. You can make a donation. Whatever you click on, whatever your donation is, I will match it with a absolute dollar amount for your magazine ad. But not only will that do that, I'm going to spotlight you, and then you're going to be able to give a gift anonymously to somebody else. I'm going to now give an ad to somebody else. So you will be actually giving an ad to a less fortunate business, someone who cannot afford to advertise. You will give them an ad. It's called Adopt a Business. You can now adopt a business. Everybody wants to adopt a child. Everybody wants to adopt something, you know, adopt a dog. You know, you can go on New York Avenue. As you ride down New York Avenue, you look to the right, there is the animal shelter. There's a big poster, adopt a pet. And you go in and you can adopt a pet, but you have to pay for all the shots. You have to make sure that the pet has a place to stay. You have to make sure the pet has food. So when you do this adoption process, what you're doing is taking an animal that somebody did not want, and now you're adopting that animal, but you're taking them into an environment and a home where they're secure. You can now adopt a business. You can adopt a business at Be There Magazine. Go to Be There Magazine, Support Us, and adopt a business. Once you adopt a business, you're putting that business into a home of security and advertisement, because now we are providing that service. That business is no longer unadoptable. That business is not sitting there, nobody wants it anymore. How do you feel when your business is not adoptable, but nobody wants you anymore? Do you have a business that nobody wants? We will adopt you. I'll take you in. I will make sure that you have a place to stay, that your business can grow. That's what we do with the Concerned Business of Be There Magazine. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Closing statements. What have you learned today? What have you really soaked into your heart, your mind today? Let's go over it. First off, today, what have you learned today from Be There Magazine in the morning? And let's start out with, what have you learned today? First thing and foremost, pray. Pray. Thank God for who you are. Thank God that you exist. Go into your mind and thank God that you have a mind. Thank God that you're able to give something to someone. I call it drop on your knees in your mind. You can actually physically drop on your knees in reality. You can get on your knees in front of your bed in reality. If you feel as though you don't want to do that, I did that every night as a child. Not one night that I did not drop on my knees. I drop on my knees in my mind every day. I don't care what's coming at me, what's happening to me. I have all kind of forces, man. People in this world have forces, man, and I've been through a whole lot in my life. not once in my life when the forces came, because I immediately dropped on my knees in my mind. Once somebody comes at me, and I've had all kinds of men and sometimes women and sometimes challenges, and people have said this, and you're not going to do this. What are you doing? Why don't hand me no magazine? When you hand the magazine out and the person rejects the magazine, you take the magazine back to yourself, put it in your chest, and drop on your knees in your mind. At that time, you take the magazine away from your chest, put it back out, and somebody else's hand will come out. Come out on the fourth, you'll see a man who drops on his knees in his mind, and his hand will be out to help you. I'm going to help you. I have God on my side. God is in you. Be there on the fourth. See us tomorrow morning. Spread the word. The number here is 347-67-155. The chat lines are growing up, and all the people that are listening online, we know that you didn't want to speak. We have all your numbers, and that's what I'm doing also. When you call in and numbers are popping up, even though you don't speak, I'm taking your number. At some time, you may get a random call. If I call you, you're going to hear my voice. It's going to be somewhat of a blessing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to be blessing to someone, including yourself. Look for the call. When the call comes, it's a call of blessings. We'll see you tomorrow morning. This is Be There Magazine. The morning, Coalition of Concerned Businesses, changing, making a difference.